Now, from the very beginning, from the beginning of creation, God has had but one method of placing his grace, his protection, his mercy over his people as a whole. And that is through headship. You can call it the covering of Christ, but the covering of Christ was always made effective through what we might call an apostolic method. The apostolic method is for Christ or God in Christ to raise a person who truly represented him, mold their lives, place upon them grace, and then that grace works to be a blessing and a protection to other people. In other words, to raise a leader or a father. God's method has always been to raise a man who represents him, and through that one person, to create a flow of blessing to all other people that are under the leadership or the covering of that person. Now, from the very beginning, was it like this? Yes, it was like this. In that God made one man, Adam, and made him the head and the father of the human race. Adam was meant to be a blessing to every person ever born in the world. But because he fell, instead of being a blessing to you, he became a curse. You were born under the curse of Adam. But here's an example of someone who lived thousands of years ago, someone that you have never met. You do not know what his personality was like. You don't know what color eyes he had. You don't know whether he was quiet or exuberant or anything. But the life of that one person and the decisions he made still affect you today, because he was placed in this headship role. One man affected the whole race because he was the spiritual covering of the race. Now, this is still God's method, to raise someone who by the grace, by taking hold of that life and molding that life and positioning that person to somehow open the spirit realm in the earth, that grace can flow through that person to others. Now, God's plan was that someone would replace Adam. Adam became a source of cursing. Someone still needed to be the source of blessing for the human race. And but it had to be a man. And God's plan from the foundation of the world was that that man would be Christ. Christ would become the head of all. He would become the covering of the human race. He'd become the source of all blessing, the source of all protection. And yet it would be a long time before Christ would come. Consequently, the Lord planned to raise another man upon whom he could place his favor, his grace, his anointing, and open the earth realm for the grace and the work of God to come in. Who do you think that man was? He had to find another man to be a father to the human race. That is, to be a spiritual head, to be the spiritual covering. If you know your Bibles, and you probably do, you know that that person was Abraham. Christ would not come for a long time, but in the meantime, a lot of work had to be done to prepare the earth and to prepare, the very thinking and structure of the human race for such a last Adam. Christ is called the last Adam. And so God chooses Abraham and proves him and tests him and positions him and makes him the friend of God, changes his name. You'll be the father of many nations. Gives him a promise about having a child, even though he hasn't got one, tests him in that, stretches his faith, proves his love. So he positions him spiritually and morally and in character and in faith. And so Abraham becomes what the Bible calls the father of faith. And when you come to the New Testament then, you read of Abraham that it says, for example, he is the father of all who believe. And then moreover, it says that Abraham is your father in the sight of God. Now, if you were a new convert to Christ, you become a follower and you realize that through Christ you have a father in heaven, And so God's your father. And then you're reading in the Bible one day and it says that Abraham's your father. That might not make a lot of sense to you. But in terms of understanding how spiritual covering works, how God brings his grace upon the human race, it does make a lot of sense. And so God had to position Abraham and bring him into faith and give him promises and to begin to work those promises out in the human race until eventually it would lead to Christ. But along the way, there were other dramatic leaders that carried this kind of grace. I mean, not leaving Abraham just yet. He gave to Abraham a blessing, the power of blessing. Abraham passed this on to his son. He passed it on to his son. This was anointing flowing. And so we had the patriarchs. But eventually, there comes a time when, under the plan of God, Israel's in bondage in Egypt, and they're crying out for a deliverer. Now, all of this was in the plan of God, working out redemption. So Israel's in slavery in Egypt. They're crying out for a long period of time to be delivered. What does God do? Remember I said he has an apostolic method. When God's people need deliverance, when God's people cry out for an answer, God usually responds by a gracious choice, taking hold of someone who represents him, training them, positioning them, molding them, and sending them to represent him. This is an apostolic method that a man represents God. And so he chooses Moses. Now he prepared Moses over a very long period of time, but finally the burning bush comes. Moses is very reluctant, didn't want to go, but the Lord insists. Interesting what the Lord said to Moses was, I have heard the cry of my people, and I've come down to rescue them. Therefore, come now, I'm sending you to Egypt. Right? I've come down to rescue them, I'm sending you, right? But this is always his method. He will provide a deliverer. That is an apostolic method. It's no different today. He must place his apostles in the church. He must place his apostles strategically to affect the life of nations as well as people movements. But we'll see a little bit more of this pattern developing in the scriptures. If you come a little further along in history, you come to King David. And some interesting things are said of King David. For example, there is a scripture that says that God made him the shepherd of Israel. Now, Israel's a whole nation. David would never have personally counseled most of them, and most of them would never have actually heard David sing a song. And yet the scripture says very clearly, it gives him a title. It says he's the shepherd of Israel. You see, this is designating a grace, a grace that is placed upon one man by the sovereign choice of God. But as you know, he was prepared from a young boy, his heart prepared, his thinking prepared, he's positioned so that he can carry a grace. What's the grace he's carrying? It's an anointing. He's carrying an anointing. And if he will walk with God, if he'll be faithful, if he'll serve God, if he'll allow God to position him, if he'll honor the Lord, and so on and so forth, the Lord can cause that grace to flow to the whole, even though David personally never meets most of the people. And so he's called, not only is he called the shepherd of Israel, but in the same verse in the Bible, Israel is referred to as the inheritance of the Lord. So it's the Lord's inheritance, but David is the shepherd of it. Now, this is precisely a definition of apostolic covering.